1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israeli troops are attacking Gaza from the air and on the ground. Gaza officials say they're near hospitals and schools where civilians were sheltering. BBC's Nick Beek is in Jerusalem.
What is clear is it's a really difficult situation if Israel wants to continue this strategy to close in on these hospitals. And all the while, you've got this chorus of condemnation from some and also friends, the likes of Emmanuel Macron of France, speaking to the BBC and saying that there is no justification, to use his phrase, for the bombardment of Gaza when women and babies, to use his phrase, are being killed.
Palestinian officials say the total number of deaths in Gaza now tops 11,000. For many, Saturdays are for sitting on the couch watching college football, and it looks like a very high-profile coach won't be on the sidelines for his team's big game today at Penn State.
Michigan's coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched because a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games. CBS sports writer Dennis Dodd.
Jim Harbaugh may not have known, but Michigan and Jim Harbaugh should have known. That's why the suspension is going forward.
It's believed the alleged signal stealing gave Michigan an unfair advantage. Mayor Rubin, CBS News.
There's a federal investigation into campaign fundraising by New York City Mayor Eric Adams. The FBI seized his phones and an iPad, says CBS's Roxana Saberi.
A source close to the investigation tells CBS News after the FBI seized the mayor's devices on Monday, he found and later handed over additional electronic devices, including iPhones and laptops. Some of the devices seized have now been returned to the mayor.
Federal agents also searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. Adams maintains he wasn't aware of any wrongdoing by members of his campaign team. Well, today is Veterans Day.
You hear it on the street, in stores, banks, restaurants, and on dozens of television shows and movies.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
A survey conducted recently by USAA, Endeavor Analytics, and YouGov finds the phrase has lost its appeal for many younger veterans. About half of the more than 1,600 veterans asked said being thanked for their service makes them feel uncomfortable, but almost 70% of those 18 to 29 say that. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
And just a reminder, on this Veterans Day, most banks are closed today. The U.S. Postal Service isn't open either, so that means no mail will be delivered, and there are tons of free food options for vets. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast today with a chance for scattered showers. High of 43. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 36 tonight, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Thank you.
That is the Bubbles in the Wine dance medley from Bob Dozak and his orchestra. Hey, everybody, I'm Tim Hubbell, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here on another Saturday morning polka show. Yep, the Sunshine Polka Variety Program. Glad you could join us. Tell a friend, we are on the air. And from what I understand, my Halloween show went pretty good, so very good. Well, some sad news here. Bob Dozak had just passed away and was on Facebook. And Chris Dozak, his son, put a nice article about him on the internet. So anyway, he moved out to Apache Junction, Arizona, where he decided to retire and live out his days there. He's originally from Joliet, Illinois. He had a lot of input into the, polka festival in Oak Brook Polka Festival in Illinois. Also, the Slovenian Home, where he would play, and other bands also played there. He had a hand in booking some bands playing over there. And just a wonderful guy. I had a chance to get together with him, meet him. He played for a friend of mine, their 50th wedding anniversary, and had a chance to record that some years ago. So all is good. We're going to dedicate most of the program here to his fine music. He's put out like about four or five albums and a lot of good music. And there's some favorites that I could tell you about that were requested a lot at a radio station in Hartford, Wisconsin. Right now, though, we're going to play a little polka on the Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie.
Hiding everywhere, leave your ladies there, hiding.
Bob Dozek, and One More Time Polka. I like the way it just fades out. I was apparently going to play it one more time. Right now, a tune that was very, very popular, most requested, I would say, of all of his records, is The Sweet Nearness of You. And this is Bob Dozek. Thank you.